I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 3rd. A University of Cincinnati professor and his students have been working with Middletown residents for environmental research and testing. WYSO's Adriana Martina Smiley has details.
Middletown residents reached out to the University of Cincinnati with concerns about exposure to industrial pollution in 2020. Since 2021,
we've covered a lot of ground, I guess, over the last half decade. Students have conducted community perceptions of risk survey. They've done some air pollution gradient studies and also more recently soil and water quality analysis and research.
That was Bob Hyland, an associate professor educator in the School of Environment and Sustainability at UC. He says by showing students they can let communities guide the research,
this approach tends to lead to answers, data, and data sharing that is more beneficial to the community. It also brings the community's expertise and ways of knowing, which leads to better research questions in the first place.
He says around 40 students have worked on research in Middletown through his capstone course. Over the last decade, Middletown residents have been actively monitoring local steel producers, including filing lawsuits against the U.S. EPA to help with enforcement. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez Smiley.
A new report suggests that teacher unions, which are some of the biggest advocates for public education, are losing their influence. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Zach Carrion reports.
The Fordham Institute ranks teacher unions in all 50 states and D.C. based on factors like membership and their ability to influence state politics. Ohio is ranked 17th overall. While some unions in the state have strong bargaining power, they're among the weakest when it comes to affecting education policies. Ohio Federation of Teachers President Melissa Cropper says culture war issues and disagreements over funding have created a rift between teachers and lawmakers, stifling progress.
It's a shame that the policymakers aren't listening to us more, because the solutions and ideals and the issues that we bring to the table represent what's best for education. It represents what it takes to keep good quality teachers in the classroom.
More than half of Ohio's public school districts are suing the state over its spending on vouchers for private schools. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
One child dies by suicide every 34 hours in Ohio. A group of Ohio teens have helped create a campaign to promote the state's suicide prevention hotline that starts when the school year does this fall. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Research by the Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation shows only about a fifth of people know about the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. To raise awareness of that number, CEO Tony Coder says students on the organization's Youth Advisory Council thought up the character Nate, spelled N-88.
The kids wanted a clock, like an old-time alarm clock. They wanted it to be that there's no bad time to call 988. It's available 24 hours a day.
The hope is that the Nate character will spread the word on social media that kids can text or talk with trained counselors on the 988 line day or night. The 988 line got $40 million in the current two-year state budget, but still doesn't have a permanent funding source. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The 9th annual Lacrosse State Championships takes place at the historic Crew Stadium in Columbus this weekend. The sport is gaining popularity, including among the Native American tribes that created it. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
When George Ironstrack was a kid, he thought of lacrosse as a prep school sport, even though he's a citizen of the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma, whose homelands encompass western Ohio. He didn't recognize its indigenous origins until his teens, when he was studying the tribe's language and culture.
And came across numerous references to what we call piquetahaminge, or what people call lacrosse or stickball in English.
He learned how to play and has since taught other community members to do the same, using traditional rules and wooden lacrosse sticks. The tribe is one of many revitalizing the sport. Ojibwe groups in northern Wisconsin and Minnesota are reclaiming the game too, and the Haudenosaunee Nationals are gunning for the Olympics. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
And speaking of Native Americans, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources will hold a heritage festival at Great Council State Park this weekend as part of the park system's year-long America 250 celebration. Great Council is Ohio's newest state park. It opened 2 years ago. The event will be an opportunity for people to learn about Shawnee culture and Old Chillicothe, That's the site that Great Council is built on. It was one of the largest known 18th century Shawnee villages in Ohio. The event will include remarks from Eastern Shawnee Chief Glenna Wallace, comments from Governor Mike DeWine, and a presentation on the absentee Shawnee tribe. The event is this Saturday, June 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4. Another nice day today, a tad warmer than yesterday with a high near 80 degrees, expecting plenty of sun, maybe a few afternoon clouds. Warming up for Thursday and Friday with highs in the middle 80s, expecting a fair conditions and dry conditions. But we will have to contend with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this weekend. Still warm with a high in the mid-80s. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Mike Fraser.